It's so good to be in this house today.
很高兴今天来到各位当中。
I hear that it's going to be a youth service.
认为我以为我在年轻人当中。
And I surely do see a lot of youth people, young people here.
我看到许多年轻人。
Young people at heart, amen.
Amen.
I go into children ministry and I say I'm into kids ministry, but I'm not a child anymore.
我虽然从小是服侍孩子的
but
但是我现在自己已经不再是孩子但是我有一个孩子的心在我里面
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what God wants of you and me.
这是神要在各位当中跟我所放的、
I'm not going to preach.
我不是来各位当中讲道
I don't really preach.
我不会讲道
But I'm going to share with you something that God's laid in my heart.
但是我要把神在我心里放的负担跟各位分享
And that my dad wanted me to do as well.
同时也是我父亲的一个盼望。
I believe that God has a purpose in everyone's life.
我相信神在我们每一个人当中都有一个独特的目的。
It's never an accident.
这不是一个意外。
It's never a problematic, issue that we are living in this world.
我们活在这世上是有目的，并不是遇到一大堆的问题。
Each and every one of us have a call.
每一个人都有一个呼召。
And it is so evident that you are chosen by God because you are sitting in this place.
各位能够坐在这边就是一个很明显的明证，各位是被神所拣选的。
It took all my life to realize this.
它花了我到一生的时间来认识这件事情。
I've completed 20 now. I'm 20 years old.
我现在是二十岁。
And it literally took 20 years for me to understand this.
他花了我二十年的时间才了解这件事情。
Like what Pastor Grace said, we have an orphanage. We do a lot of children's ministry. We feed kids. We educate them.
就像江牧师介绍的，我们有许多的孤儿院的服侍，我们服侍孩子，喂养他们。
I was literally one of them.
我就是其中一个喂养的人。
I was not Pastor Anton's daughter.
我不是他的亲生女儿。
Until recently.
直到最近。
I'm kidding. But,
开玩笑的。
Okay, I'm not, because a lot of people mistake me to be an adopted daughter of Pastor Anton.
因为有些人真的不晓得我是他的亲生女儿，以为我是被他领养的。
But he is my biological dad.
他事实上真是我的生父。
I was born and brought up with this orphanage.
我事实上就在那个孤儿院长大。
So in the house that my family lives, we have 80 children today.
所以我所成长的家，我们有八十个孩子在那边。
They are literally they are not purely orphans. They do have guardians, or some are semi-orphans, some are literally thrown away. But everybody has a background that you can describe as destitute.
并不是所有的孩子都是父母不在。有些人的背景、有缺单亲的各样的会被遗弃的但是总有一个都是一个不容易的背景
So even before I was born they were in my house there were 10 of them in my house
在我出生之前我家里就有十个这样的孩子在我家里
So whatever was given to them was given to me
所以给他们的一份的给我也有一份
We all took the same lunch back to school
我们在学校吃一样的午餐
We would do the same activities every day after school
我们下了课后做的是一样的活动。
We will sleep in the same room.
我们在同一个房间睡觉。
No separate tables for us to eat.
我们吃饭是用同一张桌子。
It was all the same.
都是一样的。
There was not much difference.
没有什么差异。
So a lot of people when they step into our orphanage, they come to visit, they don't identify me separate from these kids.
所以当他们来到这个孤儿院的时候，他们分不清楚哪一个是安东牧师的亲生孩子，就是我，或者是其他领养的孩子。
I did enjoy this process of being with the children.
现在回想起来，我真的很享受这段时光。
But at times I get frustrated.
有些时候，但是我也有沮丧。
Because if they get to know that I'm a pastor's kid and I cannot do something and it really frustrates me.
你知道吗？当我是牧师的孩子这个身份曝光的时候，有些事情我不能做，这件事情让我很沮丧。
That is one part.
那是一部分。
But in the other side, if I live with the children, I don't get to dress the way I like.
但从另外一部分的沮丧呢，是如果我跟那些孩子住在一起。我没有办法常常照我想要打扮自己的方式来打扮自己。
We all wear the same uniform clothes. in the hostel, if we go out to preach, if we go out to sing or perform, we all wear the same clothes.
因为我们都需要穿一样的制服。
We have a uniform.
我们有制服。
And I am with the team.
我是这个团队的一部分。
So it's not just when performing, but even otherwise, I live the same life of these kids.
不只是在台上外面的演出或是服饰，就在生活当中，我跟他们是同一个团队。
It was so hard until a point.
有些时候这很挑战，到一个地步。
Even though I liked it.
虽然我喜欢。
But I kind of realized what God was trying to do in this process.
我才了解到神要透过这样的过程，究竟要带给我什么教训。
I knew it was a preparation.
我知道这是一个预备的过程。
It is not something that God says, just do it.
神不是说就做吧。
But he has a purpose in it.
神有一个目的。
And I started to realize over the time.
我才渐渐开始了解神的目的。
I kind of saw the difference between me and the children in the city.
我开始认识到我跟城市里面那些孩子的不一样。
I saw the foundation, even with behavior or...Even with basic things of life that I realized, God had put me into a place that I learned much better than being Father Anton's daughter.
我发现神让我在一个独特的环境中长大，让我学习到许许多多比我只是安童牧师的女儿这件事情学到的更多。
So it literally took time for me to understand this process.
花了我许多的时间才真正了解到这件事。
So before I got to know this, I was so angry at God at times.
在我真正认识了解这件事情之前，我常常对神生气。
At the age of 17, I moved into Singapore to do my bachelor's.
17岁的时候，我到新加坡念我的大学。
I said, God, I just got out of a place like a wilderness where you're preparing me, and now Singapore doesn't sound fun at all, and you're bringing me again into something like this.
神，我才好不容易离开了那个旷野，没什么新鲜好玩的地方，你又带我来了新加坡，没有什么有趣的东西。
And there was three more years of training for me in Singapore.
我还要再经过三年的训练在新加坡吗
？The nature of this training was not as same as being in an orphanage.
这样的训练跟在孤儿院的训练并不一样。
It was surely different.
是完全不一样。
But I didn't like it.
但我不喜欢。
I used to cry.
我常常哭。
The first time when I went into Singapore, I was in Singapore for 5 days.
我第一次到新加坡的时候，在那边待了五天的时间。
I was waiting for my appointment from my college.
我在等学校跟校方有一个约定。
They were supposed to give me an appointment letter before I go into the immigration and say I need a student pass.
我事实上要取得必要的文件，我才能取得移民的一个文件。
Even before this 5 days of appointment, waiting time, I fell sick.
就在这等待的时间，我生病了。
I was bedridden for almost 40 days.
我在病床上躺了几乎四十天。
Not knowing what is the reason behind this.
不晓得为什么。
The suspicion came from cancer to all kinds of disease in the world possible.
各种可能式样的疾病都在猜测，到底是癌症还是各样可能的疾病。
I hated Singapore to the core.
我痛恨新加坡。
During this process of 40 days in the bed, I was shifted back to India.
就因为我在新加坡生病这样严重，
我会被
送回印度。
If you want me to get well and get out of this bed, I want you guys to promise me that you will not bring me back to Singapore.
我甚至跟大家说，如果你要让我好起来，就别让我再回到新加坡去了。
But God surely had something more than what I wanted.
但神的意念高过我的意念。
Something that I didn't like.
甚至是我所不喜欢的。
He pushed me back to Singapore.
他又把我推回新加坡。
And I did my 3 years of course there.
我在那边继续研读了三年。
It was a wrestle against the culture.
这是一个跟一个文化的一个角力。
The people, whatever it was, I couldn't fit into it.
我没有办法融入那个文化里面。
Every day, I would call my dad.
我每天都打电话给我的父亲。
I would speak to my mom at least 5 times a day.
我一天可以打电话给我妈妈五次。
At times I used to tell my dad, "What life is this?"
我有时候会跟我父亲抱怨说：“爸爸，这是什么样的生活、啊、
？”God put me through so many different churches.
神带我到各样不同的教会。
Different platforms.
不同的平台。
I met so many different people.
我遇到许许多多不一样的人。
And I realized this was not my place.
我很清楚地知道这不是我的地方。
And God said, this is not your place too.
神也说这不是你的地方。
But I knew it was something more than just doing a bachelor degree in Singapore.
但是我知道神不只是要让我在那里取得我的大学学位。
Right after the day I finished my bachelor's,
我大学一毕业,
I realized my training is over.
我了解到我的训练已经结束了。
God showed me his favor.
神把他恩宠加在我的身上。
And I didn't ask for this change.
我没有要求这样的改变。
But the way God led me, I realized.
但神所引导我的方式我认识到。
For a 20-year-old girl,
对一个20岁的女孩子,
from India,
从印度来,
you will not get a visa to America.
你不会得到到美国的签证的。
The first time my dad applied to the U.S., he got probably a year visa or less than a year.
第一次我自己的父亲申请到美国签证，最多就是一年的签证，或是更短。
But I stepped into the interview room for my visa.
但是我进入面就是签证的面谈的时候
，I had two reference letters.
我有两个就是参考信。
One was that I was joining as a board member into our foundation in California.
一个就是参加这个安藤牧师在美国服事机构的一个理事会。
The second letter said I was speaking at the United Nations.
第二个呢，就是因为我在联合国有曾经过做过演说。
So the woman who was interviewing me, she looked at me.
所以那个面谈官。
And she asked me.
她看着我问我说。
You're a 20-year-old girl.
二十岁的女孩。
And you say you're a board of director?
你说你是理事会的成员之一。
What do you exactly do?
你到底在做什么
？She gave this funny look.
她给我一个很不可思议的表情，让我自己觉得很尴尬。
I took a minute to answer.
我一分钟之后才回答。
But even before I answered, she just chopped off and said, "You're approved."
即使在我回答之前，她就已经盖了章说可以同意了。
I was like, "God, isn't it supposed to be an interview?"
我说神啊，这不应该是一个面谈吗
？She asked me the question.
她问我的问题。
She answered it herself.
她自己就回答那个问题。
And 2 days later, my passport says I have a 10-year visa.
两天之后，我的护照有十年的到美国的签证。
I called my dad.
我打电话给我父亲。
I said I have a 10-year visa.
我说我有十年的签证。
So after this, receiving my 10-year visa,
我拿到签证之后
，we were in Hong Kong airport.
我们到香港机场。
We know the type of miracle this can be stated as.
我们知道什么样的神迹它是。
We were coming out of the airport.
我们从机场出来。
He looked at me. He looked at me. My dad looked at me.
Okay, 我的父亲看着我。
And he said, "You had a 10-year visa?"
他说你有十年的签证。
So this shock kept going on and on and on in both of us.
这样子一个震惊奇事常常在我们一直发生。
And I saw open doors right after each incident. After every incident, I kept seeing open doors.
有一连串的事情，我看到神的手在开门。
The first was the visa.
第一件事情就是签证。
The second was I had a job offer with an international prayer council.
第二件事情是我有一个工作。
The third was I was speaking at the United Nations.
第三件事情是我在联合国发表演说。
The fourth was I was at IHOP.
第四件事情是我在 IHOP 在 Kansas.
God kept opening doors after doors.
神一个接一个的门为我打开。
And I was praying in the car on the way back to my when I was staying in Kansas. I was just praying in my car on the way back home.
在我在 IHOP 的时候，在从IHOP 回到家的路上中，我在车上祷告。
On the first 2 days, I was literally meeting all the leaders, and we were planning for so many things.
前两天我在遇到那里所有的领袖做各样的筹划。
I just asked God, "What is all of this?"
我问神，神啊，这究竟是要为什么
？What is all of this?
这究竟要成就什么事情
？How is that?These are all happening.
怎么可能这些事情都发生呢
？I just met so many leaders.
我遇见了这么多的领袖。
I'm appointed as a administrator with a prayer council.
Okay, 就是祷告会的一个负责执行的同工。
And I said, God, I am not prepared.
我说神啊，我还没有预备好。
I've not gone through Bible teachings like Bible college.
我并不是受过神学的装备。
I'm not ready to preach.
我没有准备好要讲道。
I'm not ready for this ministry.
我还没有准备好为这个事工来准备好。
But I realized these 20 years of my life back in India and Singapore.
就在那一瞬间，我才了解到我长在印度长大那二十年的成长的时间。
There was so much of mending and breaking and molding in my life.
那么多的磨塑塑造我的生命，就在那二十年中已经发生了。
It was not through literally lessons and counseling.
并不是透过所谓的谘商课程或者课堂的学习学到的。
But it was through daily life.
而是透过每一天的生活，每一天的生活。
Every experience.
每一个经历。
I realized what God was teaching me.
我了解到神所要教我的事情。
I would if I see if I go through someone and I don't like that character, I would say, Lord, make sure that I don't do this.
我会遇到一个人。不喜欢的人，我就说神啊，求你不要像我，让我像他一样。
And there was this sensitivity that I kept realizing that God was teaching me throughout this process.
透过这样一个敏感度，对人的敏感度，我发现神一直在教导我。
This can be hard.
这个可能是很困难的。
This can be light. Very light. The process can be very hard or it can be very light.
有些时候容易，有些时候困难。
But God makes sure that you are trained in a way that you don't realize at times.
但是神确定我们在不知不觉中已经受到这样的一个
装备。Your past always prepares you for your future.
我们的过去总是为我们的未来做预备。
You might be walking through the same process that I did.
你也许正在经历我所经历过的。
I didn't literally tell you the struggles that I went through.
我并没有跟你们讲那个所有经过挣扎的细节。
But I just want to let you know that there's always a future that has hope.
但是我要跟各位确定的是，将来总是有希望的。
That brings out the God's call in your life.
会把神在你生命中的呼召带出来。
And literally shows you where God wants you to go.
而能够让你清楚地看见神所为你预备要去的地方。
Amen.
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 Amen.Yeah, I'm so happy today.
Oh, 今天很高兴。
Because this time my daughter has joined with me.
因为我的女儿跟我一起同来。
You know, our God is always so good.
我们的神常常是这样的美好。
20 years I was waiting for her to join with me.
我等她跟我同来已经20年了。
Because my ministry is becoming bigger, bigger and bigger.
因为我的事工越来越大。
So,I thought my daughter is going to be my right arm.
我相信，我希望我的女儿会成我的右手、右背。
But all of a sudden, things changed.
一瞬之间，事情改变了。
So today she has gone to another ministry.
结果她到了另外一个事工去。
She has gone to World Prayer Council.
她到一个所谓的世界祷告的一个团队。
And she's going to be administered for the World Prayer Council.
他会去参与那里当你其中的一个
So when they ask me, we want Amazing Grace to in charge for this, as an administrator for the World Prayer Council.
所以他们就跟我说，我们希望我的女儿 Amazing Grace 来负责这个世界祷告的一个团队。
First reaction for me,
我的第一反应是，
20 years waiting and waiting.
我们等了20年。
But finally,
结果到最后呢
somebody robbed from me.
就有人就把他从我身边夺走了。
But I know this is from God.
但我知道这是从神来的。
So, what I prepared is not for me, it's for God's kingdom.
我所预备的并不是为我自己，而是为神的国。
So I'm so happy to release her to the nations.
所以我很高兴地把她释放到众国当中。
And also it's I'm so happy she came here.
我很高兴她到这里来。
Every time I come here, I want to thank Foreigner Church.
因为每次我只要到美国来，我都想感谢牧主先锋教会。
Today, what God is doing with their ministry is amazing, amazing, amazing.
今天神透过这个教会做了极奇妙的事情。
I never thought this will happen.
我从来没有想过这个事情会这样发生。
But God spoke.
但是神说话。
But if you look at me,
如果你看我
we are small people.
我们是这么微不足道。
But God can do that.
但神可以做。
I'm so happy she came back here.
我很高兴她来到这里。
Because Pastor Grace is a spiritual mom to her.
因为江牧师是我女儿的属灵母亲。
Because first time when I came here,
因为当他们第一次来这边的时候
She said, I will support your daughter for education.
江牧师跟我说我会支持你的女儿支持她的教育
So many years,
这么多年过
And regularly she was supporting.
江牧师常常定期的支持
So I'm very happy that my daughter has come back here to.
所以很高兴我的女儿有机会亲自到这里来。
So I really sincerely thank Pastor Grace.
我很真心的感谢江牧师。
Yeah, I know my daughter has taken a preaching time.
我知道我的女儿占了用了一些讲道的时间。
So I just want to share with you a short time. I want to pray for people.
所以我只准备短短的信息，然后我要想为各位祷告。
This is the time of multiplication.
这是一个要大大发扬倍增的时候。
And this is the time of anointing.
这也是一个要得恩膏的时候。
So.One is multiplication.
第一个是要倍增。
The second one is anointing.
第二个呢，就是要恩膏。
So this is what God is speaking to me.
这是神跟我说的。
Because when you are broken,
当你破碎的时候
，that means it's a time of multiplication.
那就是倍增的时候。
And then when you are broken and thrown into the floor,
当你被破碎而且丢到那个流里
，that is the time of a call.
那就是呼召的时候。
That is the time of anointing.
那就是恩膏的时候。
So the bread has to be broken.
饼需要先被破碎。
But it should be in the right person with the right hand.
但是需要在破碎在一个被一个合适的人破碎，而且破碎在合适的地方。
If you are in the hand of God,
如果你在神的手里
，even though you are broken into pieces.
即使你破成一碎一碎片
you can see the multiplication.
你仍然能够看见那个倍增
But if you're broken,
但是如果
but not in the hand of God,
你不是在神里的手里被破碎
you can see the destruction.
你就会看到那个毁灭
But we are in the hand of God,
但是我们在神的手里
so even though we are broken, broken, broken,
所以即使我们经过一连串的破碎
we will see multiplication.
我们还是会看到那个倍增
Say Amen.
说 Amen.
Say Amen.
说 Amen.
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 So this happened in my life.
这件事情发生在我自己身上。
We were broken, broken, broken.
我一直不断地被破碎，破碎。
And today we are able to see the multiplication.
而今天呢，我们能够看到一直不断地倍增，倍增。
The more we are broken, the more we will be multiplied.
我们越多地被破碎，越将来就可以看到越多的倍增。
So this is what Jesus taught his disciples.
这就是耶稣怎么样教导他的门徒。
It is not just a blessing.
不只是一个祝福
It is not a multiplication.
不只是一个惩罚
That is something beyond.
那是比这个东西更大更多的
It's anointing.
是一个恩膏
It's a call.
是一个呼召
So brokenness
所以一个破碎
is a preparation for your call.
是为了你的呼召来做预备
Matthew chapter 14
马太福音第十四章
So when Jesus wanted to bless the people
当耶稣要祝福人的时候
andPeople were waiting for 3 days and night.
人们呢，为了等这个祝福，等了三天三夜。
And they received the word from Jesus.
他们得到耶稣的话语。
And their hearts were so touched.
他们的心受到极大的感动。
And their lives were changed.
他们生命得到改变。
But Jesus looked at the people.
但是耶稣看着这些人。
And they were hungry.
他们肚子饿了。
So Jesus said, "What can I do for you?"
耶稣就问他们说：“我能为你们做什么？”
I want to bless my people.
我要祝福我的人民。
So Jesus asked, "Is there anything we can do for these people?"
所以耶稣就问：“我们能做为这些人民做什么事吗？”
But disciples said, "Oh, we have nothing."
他们的门徒说：“我们什么也没有。”
And it is too late.
而且现在天色已经晚了。
And the place is a remote place.
而且这是一个荒郊野外。
So we cannot buy any food for.Of people.
我们没有办法准备这么多的食物为这么多的人。
That's the time God wants to show up.
那就是神要出现的时候。
When you say it's too late.
当你说太晚了。
And the place is not a good place.
不是合适的地方。
And when you say nothing.
然后你说什么也没有。
That's the time you can see God.
那就是神要在那边彰显的时候。
That's the time you can see multiplication.
那就是你可以看到倍增的时候。
And then one boy got up.
然后有一个男孩站起来
I have 5 bread.
他说我有五饼
2 fish.
二鱼
Can I give to you?
我能够给你吗
And among all the people, a small boy,
这么多大大小小的人当中一个小男孩
He got up.
站起来
So this is the time for the next generation.
所以这是下一个时代要兴起的时候
God wants to bring the children, the young people into his kingdom.
神要把那个小孩子带进他的国里。
So even though so many adults, leaders, top people were there, but there was one small boy came and said, I have bread.
在所有大大小小的人当中，唯一挺身而出的是那个小男孩。
So that was the first message I want to release to a foreigner church.
这是我为牧主先锋教会要释放的第一个信息。
These days, God is going to raise up many children, many young people as intercessors, worshippers, and leaders from this church.
神要在这个时代，在这个教会兴起许许多的年轻人，成为敬拜者，成为代祷者。
So God needs children to come inside.
所以神需要孩子们到里面来。
Young people to come inside.
年轻人来。
So when this boy said, I have five bread.
当这个小男孩站起来说我有饼。
And the Bible says,
圣经里记载这样说。
And the bread was given into the hand of Jesus.
那个饼被交到耶稣的手中。
And it should go to the right person.
那个饼要到正确的人的手中。
The blessing should go to the right person.
那个祝福要到正确的人手中。
That means it should go to Jesus' hand.
就是要到耶稣的手中。
Even though you have a little talent, small thing, it should go into the hand of Jesus.
其实你只有那一点点的才能，要把它放耶稣的手中。
So the Bible says,
耶稣基督圣经说
，Matthew chapter 14,
马太福音第十四章。
Verse 19,
第十九节
and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves.
于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这五个饼、两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼。
He gave thanks.
他谢了感谢。
Broke the bread.
拨开饼。
So.The bread was given into the hand of Jesus.
所以那个饼是传到耶稣的手中。
And he gave thanks.
而且他先祝谢。
And started breaking the bread.
然后开始把饼拨碎。
So the breaking started taking place in the hand of Jesus.
所以那个破碎是在神的手中开始发生。
So thank God today you are broken.
为了你今天的破碎。感谢神。
But you are in the very safe place.
但是你在很安全的地方。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Thank God. When you are broken,
感谢神，当你被破碎的时候。
If you are in the hand of Jesus,
如果你在耶稣的手中。
That means this is a time of multiplication.
表示那是倍增的时候。
Something is going to happen.
有一些事情要发生了。
It is not a loss.
并不是一个损失。
It's not just a pain.
并不是痛苦而已。
It's not a hurt.
并不只是伤痛。
It's not a failure.
并不是失败。
It's going to be a multiplication.
而是一个倍增要来到。
Of his blessings.
而有他的祝福。
This is a time of multiplication of his blessings.
这是他的祝福要倍增的时候。
So it has to be broken.
所以需要先有破碎。
See that?
接受。
Five bread.
他收了五个饼。
And people sitting more than 5,000 people.
那边有超过五千个人。
And everybody is receiving the bread.
每个人都得到饼
and everyone is so happy,
每个人都很开心
that means,
意思是
started breaking,
从破碎开始
breaking,
从破碎开始
5 becoming 50
5可以成50
50 becoming 500
50成为500
500 becoming 5,000
500成为5,000
and maybe 10,000
也许是10,000
it started multiplied
开始倍增
but it has to be broken
但是需要从破碎开始
the more it is broken,
破碎的越厉害
the more it is multiplied,
倍增的越多
the more it is multiplied,
越增的越多
become more blessings,
越多的祝福就下去
Thank God,
感谢神
Thank God,
感谢神
If you are not broken,
如果你没有被破碎
and you cannot become a blessing,
你就没有办法成为祝福
So the more you are broken,
你被破碎的越多
the more God is going to use you,
神就要更大大的使用你
You know, once, we received a phone call,
你知道有一次我们接到电话。
You know the children who are in the television show?
你知道刚才就是在电视节目上你看到小朋友的祷告。
You know this is a live streaming program.
这是一个现场直播。
Every Saturday,
每个星期六。
Children pray, preach and worship.
小孩子们会祷告讲道而且敬拜。
And healing for the sick people.
而且为生病的人医治。
So every Saturday,
每个星期六。
So 4 hours,
四个小时。
It's a live show.
是一个直播
So that's what you saw children prayed for Pastor Grace
这是你看到刚才为江牧师祷告就是现场直播里面的
many many people
以及为许许多其他的人祷告
If you see the background of these children
如果你看到这些孩子的背景
They are trash
他们在社会里是认为是渣仔
They are like a garbage
他们是认为是垃圾
But today you can see them they are treasures
可是你今天看他们是极为宝贵的。
But in their life, they were completely broken.
从个人生活是完全被破碎的。
One day we received a phone call.
有一天我接到电话。
And then he said, a small child.
说有一个小孩子。
She started calling.
她开始打电话。
She sees our television program.
她看了我们的节目。
And she called me.
她就打电话给我。
She said,
她说
Who are these children?
这些孩子是谁
？I said these children are orphans and children from the streets.
这些孩子是我们从街上领养的孩子，是孤儿。
And then she began to tell her story.
她就开始跟我讲一个故事。
I'm just 8 years old child.
我现在八岁。
And I'm sold by my father.
我被我的孩子卖，爸被我的父亲卖了。
So I'm working in this house.
我现在在这个家庭工厂工作。
From morning till night.
从早上到晚上。
I have to work.
我需要工作。
And I cannot go out.
我没有办法出去。
I'm even tortured.
我甚至被虐待。
Look at my skin.
我的皮肤上。
So I have a fire, you know, burning.
我事实上有人用火烧我。
Because the master always, if I don't work, he will beat me or put me in the fire my skin.
因为那个店的那个家庭工厂的主人，如果我不好好工作，他就会处罚我。
So I see your program.
我看到了你的节目。
So can you take me to your home?
你可不可以把我带到你那边去
？So I said yes, I can take you.
我说可以啊。
But it's a long story.
啊，这故事很长。
Finally.
最后呢
？We spotted the place where she's living.
事实上，她就到我们中间。
And it is top story apartment.
哦，她到我们中间住了一个住顶楼。
And then he said we are waiting. You can come down.
哦，她住在顶楼。
You come out escape.
哦，我叫她逃出来。
And then she put the rope and just jumped.
他就把绳子手放了，就从坟上跳下来。
But when she jumped,
当他跳下来的时候
her leg was broken.
他的腿就摔断了。
So we took her straight to the hospital.
我们就把他送到医院去。
And then we rescued the child.
我们把那孩子救了出来。
And then she started going to the school.
他就上了学。
And now she is in the television program.
他现在自己本人就在电视节目上。
And whenever she pray or preach, and you can see hundreds of people, they come to Jesus.
每当他祷告讲道的时候，成百的人就接受耶稣。
So when she prays, people are healed.
当他祷告的时候，人就得医治。
The first thing, his family received Jesus.
第一件事情，他的家人受接受耶稣。
Because of her, it became a blessing to the family.
因着他的缘故，他的家得到祝福。
The second one,
第二件事
it became a call, an anointing to the nation.
成为整个国家的呼召跟祝福。
It's not only blessing, but also anointing.
不只是祝福，而且还有恩膏。
But her life has to be completely broken.
但是她的生命首先需要被完全的破碎。
Even physically broken.
完全的破碎。
Even physically broken.
即使在肉体上也要完全的破碎。
But today, God is using her.
但是今天神大大的使用她。
One of the worshippers.
从我们当中的一个敬拜者，一个代祷者。
God is using her.
神用她。
So the more you are broken,
所以你越多的被破碎。
That means God is going to use you in the coming days.
神要在将来日子更多使用你
for a greater purpose
为更大的目的
so the first thing it became a blessing
所以第一件事情它成了祝福
when Jesus broke the bread and came to the people it's becoming a blessing
当耶稣先把饼拨开来交给人的时候那些已经成为祝福
but the second one we can see that the bread were left over on the floor
第二件事情我们可以看到的是那些有饼有多余的留在地上
After the multiplication,
经过倍增之后
and the disciples started picking up the breads.
那些门徒们从地上捡拾人们多剩下的屑屑
They are broken.
他们被破碎了
Verse 20. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
他们都吃，并且吃饱了。把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
After the breads were multiplied,
当那个饼被倍增之后
，and becoming a blessing,
成为祝福之后
，now we see many small pieces were on the floor.
我们还会在地板上看看许许多多的零碎掉在地上。
And nobody noticed the broken pieces.
没有人会注意到那在地上的零碎。
I think everyone started jumping and shouting and dancing.
我想每一个人很开心的、很高兴的跳跃跳舞很开心。
Because they saw the multiplication.
因为他们看到那个倍增。
They saw a big blessing.
他们看到大的祝福。
So everyone started eating.
所以每一个人都开始吃。
It's a big blessing.
它是一个大的祝福。
But something happened.
但是有一件事情发生。
When they were eating,
当他们吃的时候。
Some bread were on the floor.
有一些面包会掉到雪地、掉地上。
God sees those breads.
所以神仍然地上的零碎，神也见到。
The bread which was broken in the hand of the people is only a blessing.
那些在人们手中破碎的一小片面包屑，只是一个祝福。
But the breads that were broken but thrown on the floor, but it was smashed, that become 12 basket anointing.
但是那些被人吃了掉在地上的零碎，甚至被人践踏的。可以捡起来成为充满十二个篮子
on the floor,
在地上
they picked up,
他们把它捡起来
all broken,
都是破碎的
all smashed,
而且甚至被人践踏
not only broken,
不只是破碎
in the hand it was broken,
在手就已经破碎了
but on the floor,
在地上呢
broken,
破碎了
but also smashed,
甚至被践踏
thrown away,
被丢掉
and became a 12 baskets,
可以成为十二个篮子
what does it mean by 12 baskets?
十二个篮子是什么意思
That means anointing.
那就是恩膏。
12 tribes.
十二个支派。
12 disciples.
十二个门徒。
It's a call.
那是一个呼召。
It is not 15 baskets.
并不是十五个篮子。
It is not 5 baskets.
不是五个篮子。
It's a 12 baskets.
那是十二个篮子。
That means there's a call.
那就是一个呼召。
When you are broken into pieces,
当你被破碎成碎片的时候
and also thrown into the floor,
而且被扔在地上
that means losing your identity,
那表示你根本没有个人的身份存在
becoming nothing,
好像是完全微不足道
that's the time God is calling you.
那就是神呼召你的时候
Thank God.
感谢神
Thank God.
感谢神
When Elijah asked Elisha,
当以利亚呼召以利沙
What can I do for you?
说我可我为你做什么事
So Elisha said, I want your double portion of your spirit.
以利沙说我要你双倍的祝福
But you know what Elijah said?
你知道以利亚说什么吗
But God already prepared Elisha in the beginning.
事实上神一开始就已经预备好以利沙
You can see 1 King.
你可以看到列王记上
1 King chapter 19.
第十九章
God already prepared Elisha for his call in the future.
神早就预备好了以利沙。
So first time Elijah met Elisha.
所以第一次当以利亚遇到以利沙的时候。
Elisha was plowing with a cow.
以利沙事实上是在耕牛。
But Elijah told Elisha.
以利亚告诉以利沙。
If you want to follow me.
你如果你要跟随我。
You have to do one thing.
你需要做一件事情。
Chapter 19.
第十九节。
Verse 21.
十九章第二十一节。
So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people and they ate.
以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚。
Elijah told Elisha.
以利亚告诉以利沙。
Break the yoke.
把这个耕牛的器具毁了
and slaughter the oxen
而且把牛宰了
and burn the sacrifice
烧了献祭
burn it
烧掉
so first he said break it
第一件事情先破坏
and then he said burn it
接下来说烧了
broken
破碎
that's only a blessing
就是祝福
but you are completelyYour identity is completely lost.
你的个人的身份完全都丧失了。
That means it's a time of anointing.
那表示那是恩膏要来的时候。
It's a time of calling.
是呼召的时候。
When you become nothing,
当你成为微不足道的时候。
You are a zero.
你成为零的时候。
That's the time God is going to release a new anointing upon you.
那就是神要把全新的恩膏放在你身上的时候。
So you have to be broken.
所以你需要被破碎。
And you have to be smashed.
你需要被践踏。
You have to becomeNothing,
你需要成为毫不足道
and then you can see the call.
然后你就会看到呼召
So tonight God is calling you.
所以今天晚上神要呼召你
I tell you this is a time of multiplication.
我告诉你今天晚上今天是呼召的时候
And also it's a time of anointing.
而且同时也是恩膏的时候
These days God is breaking the people even physically.
最近的时代是神要破碎人，甚至在肉身上
，even emotionally，
情感上
，God is breaking people into pieces。
神允许把人破碎成一片一片。
But every time He's breaking，
但是每一次的破碎的发生
，That's a new anointing come，
都是新的恩膏要来临的时候。
I feel this is the time，
我感到这是这个时候。
God is going to release new anointing into the forerunner。
神要把全新的恩膏要放到释放到君主先锋。
I'm seeing many people coming to receive a new call。
我发现很多的人要来这边接受新的呼召。
And many people joining in the leadership。
许许多多人参加领袖的服事。
12 means it's a leadership and anointing。
十二这个数字代表是领袖性的服事，恩膏。
Young people。
年轻人。
God is calling you。
神在呼召你。
This is the time God wants to release the young people into the ministry.
神要把年轻的人释放到服事侍奉事工当中。
And God wants to break your mindset.
神要打破你的心思意念。
Like my daughter, Amazing Grace.
就像我的女儿一样。
God broke her mindset.
神完全破碎了她的心思意念。
And today she has given her life completely to the Lord.
今天呢，他可以把他全生命全部的献给神。
So God is calling you.
所以神在呼召你。
God is calling you. If you are broken,
如果你是被破碎的
，even physically，
即使肉身上
，this is a time you are going to see His glory.
这就是你要在这个时间见到他的荣耀的时候。
So this will not be a problem.
这不是个问题。
But this is going to be first. It's a blessing.
首先要成为祝福。
You will see many multiplication.
接下来看到倍增。
When you are weak,
当你很软弱的时候
，That's the best time for multiplication.
那就是倍增最好的时候。
So this is a time God is going to multiply even the church.
这就是在这个时代，神要倍增教会。
God is going to multiply the ministry.
倍增那个事工。
When you feel weak,
当你觉得很软弱的时候
，Even physically weak,
即使是肉身上的软弱
，That is the purpose.
这是那个的目的。
Something is going to happen.
有事情要发生。
God is going to multiply.
神要倍增。
And the second one,
这第二呢
is a new anointing coming.
新的恩膏要释放。
And especially young people,
同时在年轻人当中
be prepared with this anointing.
预备好接受这个恩膏。
So tonight,
所以今天晚上
God is calling you.
神在呼召你。
Especially the people who are broken.
特别是那些觉得被破碎的人。
God is going to anoint you.
神要恩膏在你身上。
God is going to anoint you.
神要在恩膏放你身上。
Are you broken?
你被破碎了吗？
Physically,
肉身上。
Emotionally,
感情上。
Financially,
财务上。
Tonight,
今天晚上。
Come to the Lord.
到主这边前面来。
Come to the Lord.
到主前面来。
If you are broken,
如果你被破碎。
This is a time to come into the hand of God.
现在就是到主手上的时候。
And first thing, God will bless you.
第一件事情，神要祝福你。
The second thing, God is going to anoint you.
第二件事情，神要恩膏你。
Is there anyone here?
在座有没有
？God is calling you.
有这样的人的话，神在呼召你。
These days, you are completely broken.
这些日子以来，你是被完全的破碎。
These days, you don't know where you are heading towards.
这些日子以来，你不知道你到底要往哪里去。
God is calling you.
神在呼召你。
We are going to pray for you.
我们要为你祷告。
Is there anyone here?
在座有没有人是这样的
？This is your situation.
这是你的情况。
Broken, broken, broken.
破碎，破碎，破碎。
God is speaking to you tonight.
神今天晚上同你说话。
You have to come into the hand of Jesus.
你需要来到耶稣的手上。
He's going to heal you.
他要医治你。
The first thing he is going to heal you.
第一件事情，他首先要医治你。
The second thing he is going to restore you.
第二件事情，他要重建你。
The third thing God is going to multiply.
第三件事，神要倍增。
The anointing that is in you.
你身上的恩膏。
God is going to multiply.
神要把它倍增。
So, if there is somebody here.
如果在座有各位，有任何人。
Please come forward.
请你到前面来。
We are going to pray for you.
我们要为你祷告。
We are going to pray for you.
我们要为你祷告。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Shall we get up?
你可以起来到前面。
Shall we get up?
请我们站起来。
Shall we get up?
请我们是不是应该站起来。
This is the time.
这是那个时候。
One is a physical healing.
肉身上的医治。
Second one is emotional healing.
情感上的医治。
And the third one is anointing.
第三个就是恩膏。
And I want the young people.
我要那个年轻人。
Those who want the anointing.
那些要年恩膏的年轻人。
Please come to the front.
请到前面来，要恩膏的年轻人到前面来。需要恩膏。
And those who want the healing.
需要医治的。
You can stand at the second level.
你可以在第二排。
And God is going to release you.
神要释放你。
The first thing.
第一件事。
Is the healing.
是医治。
God is going to heal you.
神要医治你。
Physical healing.
肉身上的医治
emotional healing
情感上的医治
God is going to heal you
神要完全的医治你
and the third one
第三件
God is going to release anointing upon you
神要在你身上释放极大的恩膏
the young people
年轻人
young people
年轻人
today God is calling you
神在呼召你
12 baskets
十二个篮子
that means you are going to be the disciples
意思就是你要成为门徒之一。
You are going to be apostles.
你要成为使徒。
So God is calling you.
所以神呼召你。
To give your life to Jesus.
让你把你的一生献给神。
And to serve Him.
来服侍他。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you. That is going to be a healing tonight.
今天晚上有医治要临到。
Physical problem.
肉体上的问题。
Physical problem.
身体的问题。
Jesus.
耶稣。
He was broken for you.
他已经为你破碎。
He was beaten for you.
他为你受刑罚。
By his wounds, you are healed.
因着他的鞭伤，你得医治。
Tonight,
今天晚上
is a day of healing.
是医治的晚上
God wants to heal you.
神要医治你
Physical healing.
肉身身体上的医治
Thank you.
谢谢你
Three years.
三年
You are going for a treatment for 3 years.
你已经接受治疗三年了
Today.
今天
God wants to heal you.
神要医治你
Thank you.
谢谢
Are you broken?
你被破碎了吗
You have no hope?
没有希望吗
God is healing you right now.
神现在就要医治你。
Today, ask God only one thing.
今天就问神一件事情。
Jesus, heal me.
耶稣医治我。
I will walk with you.
我会与你一同行走。
I will serve you.
我会服侍你。
There's only one thing.
但就一件事情。
Jesus,
耶稣
heal me.
医治我
I will walk with you
我会与你一同行走
And I will serve you
我会服侍你
Thank you Jesus
感谢主耶稣
Thank you Jesus
感谢耶稣
Those who have physical problem
如果在座有各位有身体上的疾病
Emotional problem
情感上的问题
Please raise up your hands
请你把手举起来
I see the healing right now
我现在看到医治感谢耶稣
Thank you Jesus
感谢耶稣
Thank you Jesus
感谢耶稣
Jesus
耶稣
I am broken
我是破碎
I am broken
我是破碎的
But I am in your hand
但是我在你的手里
Heal me
医治我
Forgive me
原谅我
Heal me
医治我
I receive the healing tonight
我今天晚上要接受那个医治
Because I am in your hand
因为我在你的手里
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Whatever sickness you have,
你有什么疾病
？Whatever sickness you have,
不管你有什么疾病。
And right now, receive the healing.
现在就接受这个医治。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
God is touching your every part of your body.
神在碰触你身体中的每一个部分
And healing you right now
现在正在医治你。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Physical problem, emotional problem.
不管是身体上的毛病
，God is healing you right now.
神现在就在医治。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
This is the time God is calling you.
这是这个时候神在呼召你。
To walk with him,
来跟随他
serve him,
服侍他
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
Today, God is anointing some young people.
今天神要恩膏一些年轻人
and also children,
一些孩子们
children.
孩子
young people,
孩子年轻人
mainly from the broken families,
从破碎的家庭中长大的
God is calling you,
神呼召你
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
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 Young people,
年轻人
If there is somebody here,
如果在座有
Your family has some problem.
你的家里有问题
Even divorce problem.
甚至是离婚的家庭
Separation problem.
啊，分居的问题
Emotional problem in your family.
在家里面有情感的问题
And children.
孩子们
Young people.
年轻人
God is going to use you.
神要使用你
God is calling you.
神呼召你
This is a time of anointing.
这是恩膏的时候
Children.
孩子们
young people,
年轻人
God is going to use you for
神要使用你要为这个事工来使用你
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
感谢你圣灵
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
感谢圣灵
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
young people,
年轻人
those who want to walk with God,
那些要跟随神
and serve God,
服侍神
raise up your hand,
把手举起来
raise up your hand,
举手举起来
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
12 baskets,
十二个篮子
12 disciples,
十二个门徒
God is calling you.
神在呼召你
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
And some of the young people,
当中其中某些年轻人
Your family has a problem.
你的家里面有一些挑战
You are from the divorced family.
你是家里是离婚的家庭长大
God is going to use you.
神要使用你
Give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命献给耶稣
Give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命献给耶稣
Children.
孩子们
children,
孩子们
from the divorced family,
从离婚家庭的孩子们
separation, separated family,
分开的家庭破碎的家庭
today God is calling you,
神今天在呼召你
thank you, Jesus,
感谢耶稣
thank you, Jesus,
感谢耶稣
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
感谢耶稣
thank you, Jesus,
感谢耶稣
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
感谢耶稣
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.I see the anointing.
我看到那个恩膏
Young people,
年轻人
I see the anointing.
我看到恩膏
You are broken.
你是破碎的
You are broken.
你是破碎的
But today becoming an anointing.
但是要成为恩膏
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣
With everythingWatch it, so you'll, you'll like it.